Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative, and we are here joined by Anna Maria Hauko.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Who is the Slovenian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema? So, welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
And first of all, how did you find out about this European project, and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
Yeah, so I found out about it first through Kinodvor, who is the cinema from Ljubljana, Slovenia, where I come from, which I also represent for this initiative. I think I found out on their social media, and then they also posted it on their blog. That was 3 years ago when I first applied, but then I tried again this year and I got in. I applied just because it's an amazing opportunity. It really connects you with 26 other people from all around Europe. I mean, you get to be here in Venice, see so many amazing films. Just the opportunity that they trust a group of young people to be jurors also is something very rare, but incredible. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
And I've read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is Call Me By Your Name by Luca Guadagnino. And why, first of all? Mm-hmm. And is this film the reason why you would be like to be a screenwriter?
First of all, when we were supposed to answer those questions, they said, oh, be as impulsive as you can be. So that was the first one that came to mind, because I think around the time when that film came out, I became a really like a regular cinema goer. And that was the first one that I remember having a very transformative experience watching it. So that's why I put it down. It's a film that my opinion has changed the most about throughout the years. So I grew away from the film quite a lot, but it's still, because of the experience that I had the first few times watching it, it still holds a very special place in my heart. I don't think it is the film that made me want to be a screenwriter. I think it was more an experience throughout the years. I think also going through university, I kind of came to realize that screenwriting is where both my kind of talents and desires are based. So that's why, but I don't think there is even a specific film that made me want to be a screenwriter.
And I know that Kinodvor in Ljubljana is your favorite film theater. Why?
Again, I just had so many great experiences with it, and I was a part of an initiative there called Kinotrip, which is they organize a film festival that is organized by young people for young people. So I had the privilege of being in one of the groups of the organizers 1 year, and it was one of, again, the best experiences that I had. And since then, I've been trying to visit it regularly, even though I don't spend that much time in Ljubljana anymore, sadly. But that's one of the reasons. Also, it's a gorgeous cinema, and it has a very interesting history, so definitely worth visiting.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, so masterclass, workshops, are you looking forward to the most, and why?
I'm really looking forward to our workshop with Celine Siama. She's our jury president. We've got the chance to meet her quite a bit more through the past few days. I trust her opinion a lot. I learn a lot about screenwriting as well, and just filmmaking in general through her films. And that's why I learned to trust her. I'm really interested to what's the workshop going to be about and what she's going to tell us about.
So thank you, Anna, for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Slovenia for this year edition of 2017 Cinema. And this is Martina Zonarelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.